This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Louisville, Kentucky police officers shot last night during protests in that city are expected to recover. According to the city police chief, they were shot near where protests broke out over the Breonna Taylor decision. His attorney general announced none of the three officers who fired their guns during the misdirected drug raid in March that killed Taylor will be charged directly with her death. Within hours, protests broke out not only in Louisville, but in cities across the nation, including New York, Chicago, and in Oakland, California, where this protester says,
I wasn't surprised. I don't have a very high expectation of justice in this country.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose again today at the U.S. Supreme Court building, and this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Scientists at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena say an asteroid the size of a school bus is going to zoom by our planet today. They say it'll be a safe pass, though, not posing a threat. It is believed to be between 15 and 30 feet long, expected to travel 13,000 miles past the Earth at its closest pass. A spokesman for the Democratic nominee Joe Biden says most presidential elections center on the economy, though Guy Smith says this time it'll be the coronavirus which affects everybody.
No one can escape concern about it. No one can escape the need to be concerned about it. They worry about themselves. They worry about their family. It is the number one thing worrying every single American.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has tested positive for COVID-19, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maryland's Republican governor has come out against acting quickly to confirm a new Supreme Court justice. Speaking to the Texas Tribune Festival yesterday, Republican Governor Larry Hogan said that we should not be playing partisan games with the nation's highest court. Hogan adding it would be a mistake for the U.S. Senate to ram through a nominee on a partisan line vote. President Trump is expected to name his nominee to succeed the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Saturday afternoon, Hogan saying we shouldn't let Ginsburg's death create more division in the nation. President Trump says it's up to the White House to approve a coronavirus vaccine, making that clear during a briefing that he just might overrule the FDA. The agency has said it wants time after volunteers are tested to make sure there are no side effects from a vaccine, but Trump says he doesn't want any delays. And make way for a lot of new Baby Yoda items just in time for Christmas. Disney launching a bunch of new Star Wars products in what's called Mondo Mondays starting on October 26th. Baby Yoda became an instant breakout star from last year's debut of The Mandalorian and will be on some of the new merchandise. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and Professor Paul Ken Gore is with us to talk about our world and the culture, and of course the explosions continue after the indictment came down in Louisville. Paul, the wife and I have been traveling cross-country from California to our home base in Florida. Probably have gone through, you know, at least 10, 11 states. We went by Louisville day before yesterday, and even then we could sense tension just as we were driving through the area, and we knew that local police were getting ready because an indictment was forthcoming, and they knew that there was going to be some reaction on the streets.
Yeah, what a shame. I think Louisville is right along Route 70, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done that drive as well, and in fact, I speak in Louisville almost every year, and it's one of my favorite cities. And in fact, I usually stay at the Galt House, which is a nice old hotel.
Yes, kind
of
right.
One of those classic
famous for the Brown, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful city, a wonderful city, and you know, I'll add this too. In fact, the last time I was there, Bill, it must have been, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 months ago before the shutdown. In fact, I think it was February, and I just remember this stuck out with me. It's funny that we're talking, having this conversation, how well the races get along.
Right.
It's the town is, I don't know what percentage black or white, but I remember being on the elevator and talking to this really nice black gentleman who was with a pastor's conference.
Yes.
And you know, he was talking to me about Jesus, right? And I told him, I said, oh, I'm a Christian too. He said, you are? Well, God bless you, sir.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We had this nice conversation. And I remember being in the hotel lobby and this one kid saying, sir, are you going to continue to sit here for a little bit? And I said, yeah, I guess. He said, could you watch my computer while I use the restroom? And I said, yeah, sure.
Okay,
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe, Bill, because I have gray hair now. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Did you check this? I go, yeah, I'm happy to watch as long as it's not ticking, you know?
But the people are so nice, and so now to see the city under, I don't know, siege would be too strong of a word, but to see this kind of conflagration going up, it's really a shame, and it's where we are in the culture right now. It's too bad.
And you're exactly right. In other cities across the country, like Louisville, the demographic breakdown, roughly, as I recall, about 69, almost 70% white, 23-24% black, is the demographic makeup of the city. Known for Louisville Sluggers, of course, the home of Muhammad Ali, the birthplace, right? And
right. Well, let me add this too. It's also the home of the McConnell Center at the University of Louisville, which, right. is run by Gary Gregg, who is an exceptional academic faculty member who does an amazing job. I mean, you know, this is typical here, Bill. He probably gets criticized for being a conservative, but if you look at the speakers he brings in, he'll bring in Newt Gingrich, and then he'll bring in Hillary Clinton. He'll bring in, name the conservative, and then Nancy Pelosi, right?
Yes.
Very, very fair and even-handed. And, of course, McConnell is under siege, too, because of what's going on with court appointments. But
yes.
I see this with the left all the time. You know, to them, the only true diversity and tolerance would be if the McConnell Center brought in strictly liberals.
Right? Right, exactly.
You know, the minute they bring in any conservatives at all and any aim of balance, well, you know, that shows no diversity here, right? No diversity
yes.
here.
You know, the thing, Paul, that I find interesting, even amongst blacks, is the blacks themselves are splintering. You have a growing number of outspoken blacks, professional athletes, professionals at large, and attorney generals, that are not aligning themselves with this systemic racism narrative that's flying around there. And it's interesting to hear the antithetical viewpoints of, you know, pretty much in conflict to what, you know, Bob Woodson from 1776 unites what he has to say about, you know, I'm not so much interested that we're the same color as much as we are the same kind. And it was interesting that I can't remember the person out of L.A. had made the comment, and she might be a politician or aspiring politician, said something about just because we're the same skin color doesn't make us the same kind. And so there is division everywhere. It is in every race, color, and creed in America right now, and all we can hope for is really, you know, is some healing. And of course, this weekend, I don't know if you're familiar, but the return is happening in Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Mall, where thousands of people of faith are coming to meet at the mall for a day of prayer and repentance following the prescription of 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Well, yeah, and Franklin Graham. Yeah, is that Franklin Graham's movement? I know.
Well, there's two groups. You've got Franklin Graham that decided to go, you know, have his own group, but his sister, along with Jonathan Cahn and Alveda King and others are joining up. So you have two groups. So the more the merrier. This is going to be a worldwide event because the fact of the matter is chaos is reigning throughout the world, not just in the United States.
Well, and on how black Americans don't like this, I have a piece up in American Spectator right now called BLM's Reversed Marxist Makeover.
Yes. And I want to get into a deeper dive on that, but go ahead and touch on it right now. Go ahead.
And how they've scrubbed their website of some of the language that people have flagged as Marxist, and they've completely removed it. But I quote in that piece David Clark, who is the former sheriff of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. He's African American, and he was talking about the defunding the police hashtag at Black Lives Matter's website, which, by the way, has not been taken down. That has not been removed. And Clark said that, you know, this is an exact quote, the biggest losers in all this will be poor black people in crime-ridden ghettos. The police are the only thing standing between them and violent criminal predators. You'd have to loathe black people to do that to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. And if you go to the What Defunding the Police Really Means tab at the hashtag Defund the Police at Black Lives Matter, there's actually this phrase, Bill. We know that police don't keep us safe.
Wow.
Could you imagine that? We know the police don't keep us safe. I was at the gym yesterday and I saw a friend of mine that I've known since we were kids. His name is John. He's been a cop for over 20 years. And I said to him, I said, what would you do if you got called to a house that had a BLM sign in the front yard because they were under threat from whatever, you know, not a racial thing, whatever.
Right.
And you got there, and if you said to them, why did you call us? I mean, your organization says that you know that the police don't keep you safe.
Right.
Right? Why are you calling me?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't keep you safe, why are you calling me?
Right.
And he said, of course, I could never say that. He said, and he said, and of course, most people with those signs in the front yard don't even read that at the website.
Exactly.
I said, well, they should. Right. It's the first thing you see when you open the website.
Exactly.
It's kind of blissful ignorance. It's really unacceptable.
Gotta go to break. More from Paul Kangor after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, giving you the news, like it or not, it's for you to decide, but you don't want to be running around like a bunch of knuckleheads, half-cocked with, you know, not the entire information and relying on fake news to form your worldview. This is why we always appreciate the professor, Paul Ken Gore, who is a political science professor at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, author of many books, including his latest, The Devil and Karl Marx. Boy, and maybe we get a chance, we'll talk a little bit more. Last time we did talk about, you know, that deception is core. It is key to Marxist. I mean, there's nothing up my sleeve, nothing behind the wall, but all kinds of deception when it comes to Marxism. And oftentimes, they're actually, Paul, I find them to be self-indicting. That they will actually say what they're going to do, but it's so outlandish, people don't believe it.
Well, this piece I have at the American Spectator today, and I include a piece to Vox, V-O-X, which mm-hmm. is a left-wing site, and it's a photo of a girl with a hammer and sickle T-shirt, and she's white, she's a white liberal, and she's holding a sign that says "Abolish the police," mm-hmm. right? And so she's a hammer and sickle T-shirt, and she's holding a sign that says "Abolish the police." And I also link to a June op-ed in the New York Times, which is titled, "Yes, we mean literally abolish the police."
Yes, right. In case you misunderstood.
Right. And I also quote BLM activist Miski Noor, who I think is from Minnesota. And she says that when fellow activists say that they want to defund or even abolish the police, quote, "Yes, we mean 100% that we want no more police." Mm-hmm. And so I've written a number of times that if BLM wanted to simply reform the police, right, then they should change their hashtag from hashtag defund the police to hashtag reform the police.
Right.
And by the way, if they did that, they actually pick up a lot of supporters. They might pick up a million new people overnight if they did that. Right. So if you don't want to defund the police, then don't create slogans that say defund the police.
Yeah, we're liable to believe you.
Right. And mm-hmm. and yet in this scrub of the website that they just did, where they took down Bill, they took down the entire "what we believe" section.
Yes.
There's no longer even a "what we believe" section. They didn't just clean up the "what we believe" section, where they removed the words "comrades," which mm-hmm. is up there more than once, where they removed the stuff about seeking to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure, unquote. They actually removed the "what we believe" section entirely. So all the stuff that conservatives have been saying, this stuff at BLM's website, this is arguably Marxist, right? Mm-hmm. This is a red flag. Well, guess what? BLM apparently listened. They took this stuff down. Mm-hmm. But what they didn't take down is hashtag defund the police. And again, mm-hmm. language like this: "We know that the police don't keep us safe."
Yeah.
"We know that the police don't keep us safe." Can you imagine? Could you imagine? I've got so many friends who are police officers, black friends who are police officers. Mm-hmm. You know how they hate this.
Yes.
We're talking about D.C. in the last segment. I don't know the numbers, Bill, but the D.C. police force has got to be at least half black.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to be.
Right.
And so to say to these guys, "We know that you don't keep us safe. Right? We want to defund you," or mm-hmm. or some of these people I'm quoting are saying, "We want to abolish you." And like Dave Clark said, you'd have to loathe black people to say that. Why would you keep that up at your website? Unless you really believe it. So we have to assume that that's what they believe. And the fact that guys like you and I can't criticize them without the left pouncing all over us, the left ought to be happy. We were criticizing them for the language that some people perceive as Marxist, and guess what? BLM took it down.
Yeah, right.
Right? We did them a favor.
Yeah, but even still, Paul, you know them by their fruit. You know them by their actions. I mean, they can try to dress up the pig, but it's still a pig.
Well, and this is the key point. So really what we believe section really was saying was that's what Patrice Cullors mm-hmm. and Elijah Garza, the founders of Black Lives Matter, that's truly what they believe. And I mean, I have Patrice's memoirs next to me here right now.
Right.
And yeah, there's a foreword here by Angela Davis. It starts with a dedication page to Assata Shakur, and the poem from her, "We have nothing to lose but our chains." That's in the dedication to this. Patrice in here writes about how we spent an entire year studying Marx, Lenin, and Mao at our quote-unquote social justice school. And she said, this is on the Internet, anyone can find it, quote, "We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists," unquote. So that's what they believe.
Right. And this is not to be confused with anything that would rhyme with Martin Luther King Jr. You need to understand that there's a clear demarcation. And as far as their chains are concerned, I believe that there would be, blacks like Martin Luther King Jr. and other that would say, you don't have any chains. There's no chains. Why are you picking them up? You are mentally, you're mentally restricted in much the same way as they train elephants. You know, as young babies, they tie them down with chains so that, when they get to the point of becoming adults, all they need is a rope, and sometimes they don't even have to tie it down. It's just the idea that the rope is tied to their leg. It tells them, perceptibly that they're being locked down because that's the way they were raised as babies.
I hope people will go there to the website for American Spectator and get this quote from Martin Luther King Jr. and send it to people. King said, it's at the start of the article, "Communism has no place for God. I strongly disagreed with communism's ethical relativism. Since for the communists there is no divine government, no absolute moral order, there are no fixed immutable principles, consequently almost anything, force, violence, murder, lying, is a justifiable means to the millennial end." So that's what King said. And if you see that piece at the American Spectator, also click my name and go to the piece on why have we not canceled Karl Marx. Karl Marx was a racist. I don't know how somebody like Patrice Cullors can call herself a Marxist. And if she wants to call herself a communist, okay, fine. Maybe even a Leninist. All right. I mean, that's bad too, okay. But a Marxist, if she only knew what Marx said about black people,
yes.
Marx didn't believe that black lives matter. Marx used the N-word. Marx was awful about this stuff. But of course, she doesn't know this. They don't know this because they don't learn this stuff in our lousy colleges and educational system.
Well, and also they're casual. I mean, they're casually ignorant to not do the research, to not know that things link together and what it's truly all about and the narrative. I mean, they're rewriting history, and that is a danger, and it's a falsehood that they themselves have bought into, and sadly, they're influencing others to buy into the same thing. You also quote Ronald Reagan, and this is a very simple quote in your article. You say, they lie, they cheat. Reagan quoted Vladimir Lenin. The only morality that we recognize is that which furthers class interests.
That's right. Yeah. The only morality, right? Kind of put morality there in quotes, right?
Right,
that
exactly.
Which furthers class interests. So in other words, you know, we can lie, we can cheat, we can steal, we can deceive if it furthers our interests.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is, as you said, it's a spiritual void that they've created, or replacement theology that trades out the morality and the righteousness of God for human consideration.
You got it, Bill. You got it.
Pretty crazy stuff, huh?
It is crazy.
This is the America we live in, ladies and gentlemen. But hey, exactly. It's your choice. It's your America. Will it remain free? Will it remain a God-fearing country? As Ronald Reagan said, a nation who is not under God will soon go under. Paul Kengor, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Bill.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. 2020 hasn't gone as planned, but the silver lining for some has been families spending more time together. From school in the kitchen to intimate family-focused holiday shindigs, fall presents another season of togetherness, and Amazon Prime offers unmatched benefits to add ease, convenience, and fun to the remainder of 2020. Need school supplies or decorations? Prime members enjoy fast, free delivery on millions of Prime-eligible items with no minimum purchase. Fall game days and holidays call for tasty snacks. Prime offers free 2-hour grocery delivery in more than 2,000 cities from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market. As the weather gets cooler, cozy up with Prime's entertainment benefits for the whole family, including Prime Video, Amazon Music, Prime Reading, and Prime Gaming. Bradley Mattinger, Amazon, says,
Prime offers flexible payment options to suit members' lifestyles with monthly and annual plans. Prime also offers a discounted membership to college students and qualifying government assistance recipients.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up or start a 30-day free trial.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Louisville, Kentucky police officers shot last night during protests in that city are expected to recover, according to the city police chief. They were shot near where protests broke out over the Breonna Taylor decision. Earlier in the day, Kentucky's attorney general announced none of the three officers who fired their guns during the misdirected drug raid in March that killed Taylor will be charged directly with her death. Within hours, protests broke out not only in Louisville, but in cities across the nation, including New York, Chicago, and in Oakland, California, where this protester says,
I was a surprise. I don't have a very high expectation of justice in this country.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose again today at the U.S. Supreme Court building, and this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us, the political science professor. We're into political science professoring this morning. I hope that's okay, but in both cases, we're blessed to have such brilliant contributors that are helping us balance out and discern what is happening in our culture today. He's the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo. I'll tell you, this is quickly becoming one of my favorite books, the research, the knowledge. I can appreciate, Dr. Riley, that sometimes when the debate is underway, it takes a while for the emotions to be set aside to allow the facts to enter into the discussion. And I would say right now, particularly with the Breonna Taylor situation, facts are being set aside. We're still dealing with emotions. But we've got to get on the other side of this soon and very soon, just for the mental health of America and if I might say the healing of this racial divide. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, obviously, when a tragedy occurs, and I mean, the Breonna Taylor case was a tragedy. I mean, you had a young EMT trained as a nurse, I mean, killed in an unfortunate incident, accident, almost. The police were serving a warrant, her boyfriend opened fire, and she was killed. I mean, the immediate reaction is going to be to venerate the dead person. It's going to be to say, I think that's a healthy human reaction. You don't want to come in and appear critical or harsh. But at a certain point, if people on either side of the political spectrum, and I think recently you've seen this mostly from the left, start using or exploiting that and saying things that in a very broad sense aren't true, talking about things like, again, in Louisville, the idea has come up of the abolition of all police.
Right.
Yeah, normal citizens at some point do have to bring up the facts and say, well, what we're being told isn't necessarily what's being presented, or what we're being told, what's being presented to us isn't necessarily the reality.
Right.
I mean, in the Breonna Taylor case, the story early on was essentially that police had gone to almost the wrong address, and they had kicked in the door without a word of warning, and perhaps for racial reasons, they had opened fire, and they'd killed this young nurse. And it turned out that that's not really accurate. The police warrant we've known for more than a month now contained the correct address. The suspicion of law enforcement officers was that Miss Taylor had been involved with money management for her ex-boyfriend's drug business. Her ex-boyfriend is one of the bigger, quote-unquote, D-boys in Louisville. He was a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
When police got to this address, Breonna Taylor's new boyfriend... Now, first of all, there's some controversy about whether the police knocked and announced themselves. Now, the Attorney General of Kentucky said pretty emphatically that they did.
Yes, exactly.
But at any rate...
And they had a witness, a non-participating witness, verify that.
Yeah, they did bring forward a witness who's an African-American business person. Yeah, Cameron himself is black, by the way. We discussed Cameron's solid performance at the recent Republican convention.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, so... A lot of this turned out not to be real, but the key point here is that Breonna Taylor's new boyfriend, whatever he heard, perhaps he thought, you know, thugs were saying police as a lie or as a setup, he suspected that this was Breonna Taylor's ex-boyfriend with some friends. So he had a legal gun on him, and he opened fire, and he actually shot a police officer, nearly killed him, broke his leg bone, I believe. That guy is still off duty. The police returned fire, and they killed Breonna Taylor. Rather than the boyfriend. Some people have speculated he used her as a human shield. I've personally never seen any evidence of that. But at any rate, right. She was killed. And that's the tragedy. But when you look at that in reality, I mean, police went to the correct address. Somebody shot at them. You know, they took fire and they returned fire. There's not going to be a conviction for something like murder in that case. And I don't necessarily think the media has been very honest in presenting all of the facts of that situation.
Well, even from the get-go, Wilford, I mean, come on. They knew a police officer had been shot. This was the narrative was formed in such a way that it would promote BLM and defunding police and systemic racism. They didn't lay out that, you know, here it is, you had the boyfriend that was, I mean, we've had to pull this out like an onion skin informative experience here. And this was stuff the media knew but chose not to report on to really set the stage that added to this perception of systemic racism.
Well, yeah, you've seen this in a lot of cases. I mean, the initial presentation of the Jacob Blake case, I mean, that's another complex, unfortunate situation. But I mean, come on. The initial presentation of the Jacob Blake case was that this Good Samaritan African-American male had gone to a friend's house to break up a fight between two women, and the cops showed up and shot him because he was black. And what actually turned out to have happened is that Jacob Blake was a rapist. He faced a credible charge, a felony sexual assault. The person who called the police on him was the victim.
Yes.
He had come back. There was an accusation of intimidation. He'd literally taken her house and car keys from her, this woman. When police showed up, there was a violent brawl between them and Mr. Blake. At one point, a cop had Blake in a chokehold. At another point, that reversed. Blake had a cop in a chokehold. They attempted to tase him. He was wearing thick clothes. The doors in Wisconsin. This didn't work. And finally, as he opened the door of the vehicle, which wasn't his, remember, this was the keys that he had taken,
mm-hmm.
He seemed to be going for a weapon that turned out to be a large Bowie-style knife. The cop shot him. So the reality, you can say perhaps we should investigate those officers, but the reality is very different from the presented narrative. And your audience should get used to understanding that that's usually the case if they haven't already.
Right.
The initial stories come from street witnesses or from activists, and the reality turns out to be a lot more different, a lot different, a lot more complex.
The problem we run into is there's an expectation and a perception so that when an indictment comes down, like last night in Louisville, then you have rioting, you know, because people, again, it feeds that narrative that it's systemic racism and including a black attorney general that they're all in to protect the system and the establishment.
Well, this is a real problem. One of the issues with this is that the original stories here very often come either from organized groups like BLM Louisville, for example, which was heavy on the ground for this one, or from the lawyer for the individual who's involved in the police shooting. And there's one guy, Benjamin Crump, attorney Ben Crump, who I've actually met. I mean, funny guy in person, but who's the lawyer for a large number of the individuals involved in these quote-unquote race violence cases. I mean, he was originally the Martin family's attorney in the Trayvon Martin case.
And we need to talk about that because of the misrepresentation in that, as brought out clearly by Joel Gilbert, with him exchanging, I mean, he's an officer of the court. He exchanged a witness in order to prejudice the story and the narrative on the Trayvon Martin case, and he still is an attorney. And as far as I'm concerned, he should be absolutely, his law license should be taken away from him. He should not be practicing law.
Well, yeah, now that's an interesting point. I mean, there is for those listening who didn't get that reference, I mean, there is a right-leaning but pretty well-known documentary film, The Trayvon Hoax, that looks at even the original Trayvon Martin case and alleges that the lawyer in that case substituted basically a fake witness for an original witness who was unprepared to testify that, you know, Trayvon Martin hadn't been fighting. He'd just been attacked by George Zimmerman. It was Martin screaming in the tapes we heard as opposed to Zimmerman. It was probably Zimmerman, so on down the line. And, yeah, this same guy has been involved in most of the cases since then. If you're talking about Michael Brown, you're talking about Jacob Blake. I don't know about George Floyd, but I wouldn't be surprised. But very often, something like a radical lawyer or activist on the ground are going to be the first people that come forward with a narrative and say, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. And very, very often, as with Michael Brown, we find that original narrative is riddled with lies. It's not true. It comes from friends of the decedent, of the victim. And this is something that's consistently denied. I mean, even President Obama at one point said, well, people just don't lie about things like this, talking about Michael Brown, I believe he was the president at the time. It turns out, unfortunately, that's not true.
Right. Well, and he even said that Trayvon Martin could have been his son.
Well, that's an interesting one, and that is wildly unlikely to be true. I mean, whether you like Mr. Obama or not, he was this sort of dignified, upper-class guy, suit every day. I mean, it's extremely unlikely that Barack Obama's son would have been, you know, outside smoking pot at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the direction he chose to go with that, as opposed to saying, well, I have my opinions as a black man or as a left-leaning guy, but I'm the president of the United States. I oversee law enforcement. The comment was, this could have been my own kid. And that's one of those things that we've associated with these cases ever since, that this could be anybody. Any young black man, or for that matter, working-class white guy, you're outside, you encounter the police, they could take your life. And in reality, that's extremely, extremely unlikely. I mean, there were 60 police shootings of unarmed men or unarmed people last year, and there were 60 million police encounters. So you're literally talking about one in a million odds of that happening.
We've got to go to break, and we've got more from Dr. Riley after this. Stay with us.
Been trying to get rid of your stubborn belly fat, but it doesn't want to leave you? Or maybe you want to get that extra ripped look. Now you can reach your goals the keto way. Ketosis is the metabolic state where your body burns fat for energy. And the best way to turn your body into a fat-burning, weight-losing machine is with Advanced Keto Plus. And right now, for our radio listeners only, you can get 2 bottles free when you order 2 bottles. You get to try out keto at our best discount ever. Plus, call now and we will also send you a free 28-day meal plan keto ebook with your first order. Burn your stubborn belly fat and get ripped today the keto way. Call right now to order. Buy 2 bottles for only $49.99 each and get 2 bottles free.
800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. That's 800-723-1284.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Oh, and I don't want you to grow weary in doing that which is good and right. There's no doubt, as Dr. Wilfred Riley says, we are in the season of riots and disruption, and we can probably count on more. I mean, we already see a couple of things coming at us right now as the president is about ready to announce the replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And then also the threats of the left saying, look, they're going to revolt, and there's going to be riots in the street if Donald Trump is reelected. We've got quite a future ahead of us here, Wilford. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Some of the things that are being said, I mean, obviously, neither Trump nor Biden is going to insist on holding office if they don't get elected in November. I mean, there's some fantasy out there, but there's also some reality. I mean, we recently saw the passing of the notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, when President Trump replaces her with a qualified conservative female justice like Amy Coney Barrett, you're going to see some clashes in the street. Yeah, but I think that a bigger source of this is going to be the fact that a lot of these legal cases that are receiving a great deal of play in the press right now aren't going to turn out the way most people think that they will, probably. I mean, in the George Floyd case, the very bad policing involved there, but there was enough fentanyl in Mr. Floyd's bloodstream to kill two average people, as I understand the data. Right. So that the defense is going to be, this was an overdose, this wasn't a murder. Jacob Blake, I mean, a situation where a guy who's been credibly accused of rape appears to be going for a Bowie knife, cop shoots him. I don't think the officers are going to be convicted in that case. I mean, you got Kyle Rittenhouse. The defense there is going to be that this was self-defense during a gun battle, and I think that defense is probably going to be successful. So in every one of these cases, we've seen the presentation of sort of an unprovoked murder rather than this complex, bloody situation, often with officers injured. And when juries and ordinary citizens in a closed room hear the reality, a lot of these cases are probably not going to be wins for, quote-unquote, the woke side. So this lack of honesty is causing conflict.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the problem. In the absence of fact, opinion rules, and the court of public opinion is running rampant, whether it has to do with the replacement of a Supreme Court justice, what is said on the street, as you and I were talking about in Ferguson, for example, this hands up, don't shoot, become a permanent meme, so to speak, was made up. It was concocted by one of Michael Ferguson's friends. This was not the case. I mean, he was charging the police officer after he had a direct encounter with the police officer. In fact, fired a round, as you reported, even in the police car. I mean, going after the police officer's gun. So then the police officer, you know, calls him into question. He turns around and he bull rushes the policeman. Now, this is not some, you know, small teenager. I think he weighed something like 250 pounds, probably 6'3". He's a big boy. And he already had tossed, if you can see in the video footage, moments before, he had tossed the store owner who was trying to stop him from stealing stuff. He threw him into a display rack like he was some sort of rag doll.
Yeah, the real story behind all these cases is very, very different from what's presented in the mainstream left-leaning media. It's often a lot more complex, and not infrequently we find out that the mainstream story is just a complete fake. Yeah, in the Michael Brown situation, what happened was that Darren Wilson, the officer in this case, stops Brown for two reasons. He suspects him of being the person who committed a strong-arm robbery, which he apparently was. He robbed another minority individual, a businessman. And the fact that Brown was walking, as I understand, directly down the middle of the street. The two men have words. I assume things get heated. And Michael Brown, by all evidence, attacks the police officer. I mean, Michael Brown's DNA was found on Darren Wilson's gun, the slide of the pistol, the trigger guard. They're fighting for a weapon. Darren Wilson finally shoots Michael Brown, which, of course, is tragic. You never want anyone to die. But almost all of the follow-up narrative from that, the things that became part of legend, they just left his body in the street like an animal, quote-unquote, hands up, don't shoot. Brown was walking away, surrendering. None of that seems to be true. People just sort of made it up, and it became part of the story around this case. And it's very, very likely that, you know, Jacob Blake was just there to break up a fight, or George Floyd was murdered without drugs playing any role. Years from now, activists will still be saying these things, because there's a political goal here that goes beyond what happened in the case.
Yes. Well, and the political goal is not the same as the political goal that Martin Luther King Jr. had exampled. He wasn't about destroying the system. He was about reforming the system so that blacks were considered and they were more of an active part and participant in the U.S. Constitution and the benefits therein.
Of course, and King was one of the greatest men ever to live, certainly in this country. I mean, this is an ongoing dispute, by the way, on the radical left. And I would imagine, I don't spend a lot of time in these precincts, but probably on the hard right, alt right as well. Mm-hmm. But the question is, can the system be reformed at all? And if not, are reforms actually dangerous to our movement? So one of the things you see often on radical fringes, both sides, is a hostility to repairing the system because that gets in the way of the real goal of, you know, a new communist utopia or whatever the case might be. So with police violence, I think that there are a ton of things, just to list a couple of these, but working on qualified immunity, breaking public sector unions, in my opinion, to some extent, but directory of truly bad cops. I mean, there are a bunch of things that everyone agrees on, left, right, and center.
Right.
I mean, many people on the right are former soldiers, so on, very familiar with law enforcement. But there seems to be a hostility to doing some of that stuff because it gets in the way of the idea of the real goal is abolition. We don't need any of them, which is a crazy idea. Mm-hmm.
But you bring up a great point, is when do we have that moment? How much more of this emotion do we have to endure before we can sit in a room together and reason these things out? Because as you point out, I mean, you just pointed out three very effective considerations that I think would go a long way. I'm an 80-20 Pareto principle kind of guy. You look for those things that, you know, give you 80% of the yield. And I think you just tapped on three significant items that would do that, but we can't do it if we're burning buildings down and caught up in this idea of defunding the police.
Yeah, the issue is that before we have this conversation, we need to get the fanatics out of the room. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the people that are talking about police reform, again, don't want police reform. They want the abolition of all policing in the USA.
Mm-hmm. They want it all burned down. That's what they said. Burn it down.
Yeah, but even beyond that, though, even assuming they don't want to set every building on fire, because some of them would probably like to take some from the wealthy and live in them, I mean, the question is there any suggestion for the system that's useful? I mean, and the answer often when you're talking to the fringe is no. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Patrice Cullors that recently issued a statement saying that she doesn't want the police officers in the George Floyd case in jail because there shouldn't be any jails. In addition to being a police abolitionist, she's a prison abolitionist, or if that's the correct term. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of situations like this, the fringe has very little to say. And we see the reluctance to discuss real options, actually, and this is being used politically pretty often, even as you move away from the fringe. I mean, Tim Scott proposed a police reform bill.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, and then
conservative guy, but it included everything we just mentioned. And that bill was stymied. That bill is not going anywhere until at least after the election. So when you look at these conversations, we do need to ask, does this person actually want to get anything done?
Mm-hmm. No, good point. You recently brought up this idea about white fragility, and I don't know if that fits the narrative exactly as much as it is maybe non-black fragility, because I'm not sure, you know, in terms of the white race, because we're so homogenized anymore between the mixed races and that, it's almost like parts of Hawaii. There used to be an island there that you had to be 100% Hawaiian to live on a particular island, and they had to adjust it. I think now it's been reduced. It was 50%. I think it may now even be 25% now because of the mixed races, but nonetheless, we do have this fragility amongst non-blacks that I think at a time that requires courage, and that's what you're talking about right now, is that we still need to stand up for that which is true and right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there are two different concepts there. The academic idea of white fragility is pretty much just nonsensical. It's the idea that because of, our permanent institutional, systemic, invasive, et cetera, racism, white people take less abuse than any other group ever, and so are unprepared to have tough conversations about racism. And this is actually something I want to empirically test. If you confront members of any group with negative stereotypes about them, if you tell whites you think they're racist or perverts, you tell black people you think they're criminals, I would expect about the same negative reaction from any normal human, certainly, the males you questioned. So I don't think there's a lot of value to that concept, but you're right that right now we're seeing a sort of national fragility where people just don't want to talk about, when people say that they want to have an honest conversation about race, they usually don't. I mean, if you were to follow up to someone who said that by saying, well, sure, let's make black crime a part of that, or let's talk about how to really reform policing, very often you're going to see that person almost stumble back and accuse you of bigotry. So, yeah, more of us do need to start demanding an actual, honest conversation about race. And I'll add social class in here. When someone says,
I was going to say, I think it's more class-driven. Yeah, exactly. No, you bring up a good point. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. When someone says we need to defund the police, there's so many police in our working class neighborhoods. I mean, an honest part of that conversation needs to be, well, if you're talking about most black neighborhoods or many poor white neighborhoods, some very recent immigrant neighborhoods, but gosh, there's a lot of crime. What's your proposal for dealing with that crime? What are you going to do with all the old ladies that would be absolutely helpless with no police presence in Harlem or in Appalachia? And I've yet to hear a coherent response from the woke people on that. I mean, someone asked AOC that question. They asked it to her, I believe, about Spanish Harlem, where she at one point falsely claimed to have relatives from. But, I mean, her comment was, well, I think without police, the hood would look like the suburbs. And I don't agree. I think that without police, the hood would look like Dodge City, Kansas. So there's a strong disagreement about core principles here. But, yeah, only honest conversation can be even a first step toward fixing that.
Yeah, how does she make that statement when we already know what parts of New York already looks like without police? We don't even have to do a big experiment. We're seeing it right before our very eyes.
Near those areas.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Wilfred Riley, thank you.
A licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets.